With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As the election approaches, courthouses around the nation could be possible targets. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The nation's judges are being warned that courthouses could face security threats as the November election approaches. The warning was issued by a top security official in the federal judiciary who noted security concerns related to events and incidents connected to the upcoming election, including recent suspicious letters sent to state officials. Courts were encouraged to discuss potential local threats with law enforcement and review protective measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a California man arrested in a courthouse bomb attack that injured five people. 20-year-old Nathaniel McGuire had allegedly planned to kill deputies and a judge. Another hearing has been scheduled for October 18th. McGuire has been charged with maliciously damaging a building with an explosive. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports that Hezbollah has confirmed Israel's announcement that it killed the group's leader in Beirut.
Israel's strikes on Hezbollah targets pounded areas around Lebanon's capital overnight. The streets of Beirut's southern suburbs were empty and smoke rising as the sun came up on Saturday. The UN says the number of those displaced by the conflict from southern Lebanon has more than doubled, with more than 211,000 people now displaced. At least 20 primary health care centres have shut down now in hard-hit areas of Lebanon. In a speech Friday at the United Nations, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that the campaign against Hezbollah would continue. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
More bloodshed in Ukraine. Russian strikes have hit a hospital in the northeastern part of the country, killing at least nine civilians, dozens more wounded. The death toll from Hurricane Helene now at 64. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Donald Trump has received strong support from the white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020, but a small group of liberals is looking to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris' corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states. Analysts do not expect such efforts to make much of a difference on Election Day, when evangelicals are projected to vote for Mr. Trump in large numbers. This is SRN News. Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at a grocery store checkout lines in California.
A new law has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The new measure was approved by state legislators and signed by the governor. It bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Consumers will now simply be asked if they want a paper bag. John Scott reporting.
Congress is off for the campaign season. Now lawmakers from one of the most chaotic and unproductive legislative sessions in modern times are trying to persuade voters to keep them on the job. House Republicans led the tumult with endless battles over their House Speaker, but the divided Senate was immune from the inaction, wasn't immune. Lumbering through a modest agenda, taken together, the lack of ticket accomplishments is underscoring a volatile November. More at SRNnews.com.